This is a Farm Dog Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. In studio with us, Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, and Ag Economist, to discuss his latest FEFO, entitled Performance of the Super Committee Target Price Proposal. Gary, you went back to last fall, or the fall of 2011, Super Committee's agriculture proposals for the farm bill and what they look like. One of those included a target price option. You decided to take a look at that and see how it might play out if it really comes to fruition or as a starting place for a proposal in the farm bill. What did you find?
Yeah, and again, this while that didn't come into being, it's likely to be one of the things that may be added as the House looks at its farm bill proposals. We looked at the target prices proposed in that proposal and compared it to CBO, Congressional Budget Office, long-run prices or projected prices. And what we found for corn is that the target price of $3.64 is 77% of what CBO projects to be the long-run price. So it's below the long-run price. And given that, we would expect to see for corn, that target price proposal to make payments in about 4 years, or 11% of the years, and that's considerably less than the old target price proposal would have done, because when our old target price proposal of 2002 was $2.63, we were having prices much lower than the target price proposal.
Far more often. So this would be a budget savings tool. Would it be effective?
It would make, when we looked back and looked at the years in which it would have paid for corn, it would have paid in 1986, 1999, and 2000. All of those were stressful years. It would have also made a payment in 2006, which wasn't as stressful of a year. When you're targeting prices, you don't necessarily get when it's low revenue, because yields come into play there. So it's not a perfect way of hitting low revenue years.
Is it a useful option? It appears that if it were to be put in place, from your viewing of what's happening on the Hill, that it would be an either-or choice, potentially.
Yeah. What would likely happen is that they would be given the choice between this target price proposal and something like ARC, which is in the Senate, which is a revenue-based proposal. For most corn producers, corn and soybean producers, the revenue-based proposal would be likely be the better alternative compared to the target price alternative. And that's because the target price is 77% of the long-run price. Some other crops aren't that low. For example, rice and peanuts have target prices that are above what CBO is projecting their long-run prices, and they would get considerably more payments than corn or soybeans.
And wheat is not so far off of its long-run price either.
Yeah, wheat is 93%, or the target price is 93% of what CBO is projecting the long-run price to be. So it's higher relative than corn and soybeans, and those crops target price proposal would wheat, peanuts, and rice would likely be much more attractive than for corn and soybeans given those target prices.
So it's possible that the compromise out of Congress might be ARC for the Midwest and target prices for other crops.
Yeah, that could be very well be the alternative. And having said that, then you'd have to find the money for the target price proposal for someplace. So that's the big game that's going to be played, is figuring out where all this money comes from.
Thank you so much, Gary.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnitke, a Farm Management Specialist in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. This has been a Farm Doc Daily Podcast. You can read more at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.